Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Junks live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, are you? Visit CropMetcalf.com for more information about joining their team. Coming up in just about 20 minutes at 9:20, Chris Thompson. We'll reconnect with him. He has found a new home. He'll be playing for the Jacksonville Jaguars this upcoming season. Good for him. He found a deal during free agency.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll catch up with him. But right now we're taking your calls at 800-636-1067 about whether or not you would attend the game with 10,000 fans at Nats Park or any other outdoor stadium if that is the scenario in a few weeks if and when baseball returns.
I'd go, Cakes, but I'd bring hand sanitizer. I'd be hitting it all day long. I'd probably wear my mask.
I would bring a mask. I would bring the hand sanitizer. And as soon as I got my 50-50 ticket, I would sanitize my hands and then stick it in my wallet.
Exactly.
That's what I would do. Exactly. I need to get back on my 50-50 hustle, EB. You know this.
You're missing out. Yeah.
Come on.
You're probably jonesing for that.
I'm dying for that. Need some gambling in my life.
I don't know what order to go to. Let's go to line three. Let's go to Elliot. Elliot, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey Elliot, doing well.
Thanks very much. I'm glad to have listened to this debate. So I'm going to preface this by saying that my father is a doctor in Massachusetts, currently working extra shifts at the ER. He's too old to be dealing with COVID patients, but he's triaging the others, and he has been a doctor for 40 years.
Fantastic.
At this point. So I talk to him constantly about this. He also is an engineer by trade. And so, you know, in his spare time for fun, he writes, you know, creates codes for COVID models. So with all respect to throw, you know, with the other callers and with your debate, I need to throw cold water on this whole idea. Until we have an effective treatment or a vaccine, we should not be gathering anybody more than 50 people anywhere in any space, outside or otherwise. It is incredibly dangerous, and I'll tell you why. The droplet factor is a key thing. The droplets for COVID-19 they're too heavy to hang in the air, so they fall on people. And I understand what people are saying. You know, we're healthy, we're well, we can be carriers. And it's not just about us. It's about people who are immunocompromised. It's about, you know, our mothers and fathers and our grandparents
and
everything
else
like that.
Those people, Elliot, I hear you. Those people, they really need to be quarantining themselves. They really do. If you're immunocompromised, if you're over 60 with any issues at all, they bear their responsibility too.
Yes, I understand that. And I think that they should, you know, bear a lot of that responsibility.
I mean, I don't want the government saying they can't move, but I mean, they really should do it themselves.
What I am saying is that, you know, because we can be carriers, and because you don't necessarily, you know, and I also want to dispute something else about, you know, the people who may have had COVID, you know, and everything, you know, like that. Well, first of all, we don't know for certain. And second of all, there is actually no scientific evidence right now to suggest that just because you've had COVID before or a COVID-like virus, that you can't get it again. You know,
it'd be very unlikely. If you listen to most of the experts, Elliot, they suggest it's very unlikely.
I mean, here's the thing. I'm listening to Dr. Fauci. I'm listening to Dr. Brix. I am listening to the CDC. Yeah. I'm listening to the NIH. The Stanford study that you have, that people have cited, is not necessarily peer reviewed. It is true that there is less of a risk outside. Absolutely. It's, you know, quote unquote, less of a risk. Yeah. But we need to learn the lessons of history. 1918, 1919, the influenza pandemic, when we tried to rush things back, it killed more people than had died entirely in World War One. And yes, things have changed in 100 years, but something has not changed. And what has not changed is our resistance to this. Modern medicine may have changed. We may have better treatments. But I'm sorry. You know, I want sports back too. I'm a diehard Red Sox fan. I would love to see, you know, the Sox play. But until we have an effective treatment, we just do not know.
Well, first of all, I think there are effective treatments out there. People are in denial, but there are effective treatments that they're using all around the world. I think also, if you study, you could ask your father about it. I think a lot of these people, unfortunately, were treated the wrong way. They were slamming them on ventilators, which, you know, quickly, early and often, which did a great disservice to them, probably, frankly, contributed to the deaths of thousands by most accounts. I think that we've waited too long to treat people. There's been a lot of mistakes made along the way. I don't blame anybody because it's been a learning curve. And you'll see the death rate is going way down. So we have to, as the death rate is going way down, we have to understand where we are. We have to adjust.
All I know is I felt like a gigantic loser after listening to Elliot talk about his father and all of his accomplishments.
Person. Yeah, he's a great person.
He's like, he's a doctor. So, he's an engineer. He writes code.
Do you know that, Jason, that there are certain states,
still
and
there?
I won't say which one. I hope not, because he'll never stop.
I'm still here, guys.
I just wanted to ask you this. So if they didn't, if there was no vaccine for this, for corona, until, let's say, August of next year, do you want us all to stay in our homes until next summer?
No. And that's not what I'm saying, and that's not what doctors and scientists are saying. What I am saying is that, you know, the people who are arguing about herd immunity, they are not basing that on any kind of scientific evidence. What I am saying is that we need to take, you know, if we're going to, you know, have some sort of, you know, semblance of normalcy, I think we need to follow the phased openings.
Okay.
So having 10,000 people in a baseball stadium, that is phase four. Okay,
right.
That is not phase one or phase two or
that
phase
is true.
Three. Now you are talking 6 weeks from now, and I understand that we may be in a different place 6 weeks from now. However, there are models out there that are showing that 6 weeks from now, we still will not be in phase four. What I am saying is that I don't think we need to shelter in place, you know, until you know, kind of there is a vaccine. What I am saying is, gathering people in large spaces should be done at an absolute minimum. And I definitely think, you know, I mean, I think tomorrow, honestly, the most responsible thing that they can do is the commissioner of the NBA and the commissioner of the NHL should call a joint press conference on Zoom and announce the cancellation of the rest of the season. I'm sorry, but we can't do it indoors. I think indoors would be a disaster.
I think indoors is going to be a problem, I think.
And to be fair, Eric's not saying that Major League Baseball is going to open up their stadiums to 10,000 people. He knows that. He's just saying
I'm suggesting that I think it's okay, especially like say maybe 6 weeks from now.
Well, that's what he's saying.
If that's where it falls
in the phases, I understand that's what the leagues will do. But you're just asking if we did get to phase four, would you go?
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't even know about the phase four if I agree with the phase. I think it should be done in phases, but I think you could go to a stadium and safely distance yourself from people by and large. No different than when people are going to Costco, which, by the way, I haven't gone to for 2 months. I've avoided it.
Well, think about it,
though. People are going to Costco. People are going to Target. People are going to their Safeway. And how would that be any different than going to a large stadium and
just,
being distanced.
You got the bathrooms and you got, you know, people have to go there to work to serve food. I mean, people would be within 6 feet.
Well, maybe they have to limit the food distribution there. That might have to be an issue.
Jason, does Elliot win the award for sounding most like David Sampson?
Yeah, he does. I thought that was him, actually.
It sounded just like him.
He did. All right, we still have time. Let's go. Let me see here.
Got nothing but time, EB. Got so much time.
All right, let me see. Let's go to Larry, D.C. Larry, what's up?
Good morning, Junks. Good morning.
Hey,
Larry, what's up?
I'm afraid I have to agree. I think that it's a terrible idea. There's going to be people like me that are going to get dragged to the game. My wife's a super fan. I am in D.C. I work in retail. I'm around 30 employees a day. I'm around 100 customers a day.
Mm-hmm.
And asymptomatic people in a 10,000 environment, you know, the proof is in New York. It's in Italy that was mentioned, the soccer games. The more the people are closer together, you know, when you have people that are desperate for money, they're going to go to work anyways. They're going to expose their teammates, their food handling. The bathrooms were brought up. I think it's still too early, guys.
Do you understand that in New York, just so people understand this, this is in New York as of yesterday, 83% of the fatalities were over 60, right? 83%. And those people, I guarantee you the ones 60 to 69 had, you know, because as you get older, we all have more issues.
Mm-hmm.
They have more. So if you have stuff, like if you have diabetes and you have like a, you know, hypertension, those seem to be two really big ones. And then you're up there in age, you shouldn't go to anything right now. You shouldn't go to anything.
Well, but we're not that far.
50,
we're not that far from 60.
We're not. Okay, so maybe it affects us. But if you're under 50 and you're in good health,
you should be fine. Yes,
you should be fine. The numbers dictate. Now, are there outliers of the random 30-year-olds that are perfectly healthy? Yeah, but just like there are with the flu and other illnesses and other viruses. But I mean, the numbers are what they are.
So was that guy saying
it's just destroying older people? Is what it's doing?
Of course,
and sick people.
Of course.
When I say sick, I mean diabetes. Diabetes is a big one, apparently, and hypertension.
But those people should be able to live with diabetes for another 10 or 15 years.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
But what they may have to do, though, if you have diabetes, you might have to really be careful. More so than the average normal person that doesn't have that. Yeah. That's all. I think it just has to be more targeted. That's what I'm lobbying
for. Go to Craig in Alexandria. I think it's line 7.
Craig, what's up?
Hey, boys.
What's up?
So I would go to a game. I would go today. But I just want to bring up the fact, EB, you keep saying the only people you have to worry about are old people.
Not the only people.
Diabetes.
They're the primary people. Yeah.
No. Oh, okay. That's one of the primary people. But what it really comes down to is obesity.
That's a big
especially
factor.
When you're talking about people under 50.
Mm-hmm.
People need to start talking more about the fact that America is the most obese nation in the world, and that's one of the big reasons why this virus has affected America worse than any other country. And
big factor.
That's
I
what
agree
it comes
with you.
Down to.
It's a big factor, definitely. That's how all those people have diabetes.
Exactly. We've got to stop putting sugar in everything.
Yeah.
So that my hope from what comes out of this is, you know, Americans realize how unhealthy they're living, and you know there's some changes in health patterns and in the food industry, and you know something positive comes out of this.
Pass the sugar.
I agree. Thank you, Craig.
All right, Craig. That's a good call.
I mean, who doesn't like sugar? I understand you can't eat it all the time.
I have way too much sugar.
You got to have some sugar.
But you can limit it, Kate. Just limit it.
Nobody's ever said your blood sugar is high. They've never said that to me. But I have to be pre-diabetic with all the sugar I eat. I just have to be.
Maybe you are.
Let's go to, and that does worry me. Let's go to Scott in Silver Spring. Scott.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks
what's
for taking
up,
my call.
What's up?
All right. First off, I have a couple of things to say. But first off, I just want to say that last call about obesity is just complete BS. I mean, it's true that we do have an obesity problem here in America, but that's not the reason why we have more cases than any other country. Secondly, you know, I want to say I think it's a bad idea. If people go to baseball games, they're going to be encouraged. They're going to start to feel safe about things. They're not just going to go to baseball games, you know. There's some stupid people in this world. They're going to be like, well, if I can go to a baseball game, then let's go to this. Let's go to that. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the social distancing works. I was watching the news this morning. They were interviewing someone. Apparently, there's a report now that says they're predicting 138,000 deaths in the U.S. And, like, at the peak or at the worst, like 3,000 deaths a day. And they're asking this doctor, why did this change so dramatically if we didn't think it was going to be this high? And he says, well, you know, it was starting to go down a little bit. But now with easing of social distancing restrictions, you're starting to see more mobility among Americans. And so because of that, it's going back up again.
Well, that is the projection. We'll see. The projections have been off. Hugely.
Yeah. The numbers are crazy, right? It changes every day. Yes. Forget the numbers, right? Okay. Now, your other thing about saying that people that are old have to quarantine and don't have to worry about the elderly. All right. Well, young people, whether or not we get it and, you know, we'll be fine, whatever.
Right.
We're still carriers. Okay?
Right. That's why you can't go around the old people.
Asymptomatic.
You can't. Of course. Everyone understands that.
We're risking the lives of elderly people.
Well, you can't go around them. That's the point.
I have a dad that I'm quarantined with. He has a pre-existing respiratory condition.
Well, right. You probably shouldn't be quarantined with him.
Careful.
You can't. You got to be careful. You got to be super.
You're right. I go grocery shopping for him, and it scares me to death when I'm in the grocery store. But that's essential. You know, you're saying like, oh, but, you know, people go to grocery stores and Target. That's essential. We have to get food. And the people who are working there are heroes.
Of course, I understand that.
The front lines everywhere are heroes.
My mother's. Hold on, buddy. My mother's 83 years old. I'm helping to make sure she's securing her groceries and stuff. But I'm not going to see her. I'm not going. My in-laws are in there. I don't go to see them.
So then you're saying that you're going to prolong the quarantine for older people. Because
yes!
If we're all out not social distancing and getting exposed or whatever, then you're going to have to wait even longer to see your mother, you know, or whoever.
I don't know that that's the case. Thank you. I appreciate your call. Thank you. And do what you have to do to keep your dad safe. I do appreciate that. But yeah, I think that I think it's terrible if you're in your 70s or 80s right now. I don't see an end in sight anytime soon. You're older, and if I had a family member in a nursing home and I had any ability to get them out, I would get them out of there ASAP and never put them back in.
Well, look, no one's going to agree on anything when it comes to COVID and how to handle it. You know, when to reopen things. No one's ever going to agree.
Oh yeah, and definitely true.
Until there's a vaccine where people don't have to worry about spreading it to anybody, we're going to be in the same situation. All right, Kicks, we got Chris Thompson next.
Yeah, coming up next, former Skins back, present
former
Jacksonville Jaguars running back Chris Thompson is going to join us on Cinco de Mayo here on 106.7 The Fan, presented by Corona. Cinco starts here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're happy to welcome on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. It's been a while since we talked to him. Happy to have him back. It's Chris Thompson. He's now in the black and teal of the Jacksonville Jaguars instead of the burgundy and gold of the Washington Redskins. He inks a one-year deal with the Jags. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing well. Congrats on inking the deal with a squad from your home state. I went on Google Maps, and I found that Greenville, Florida, your hometown, is just about 130 miles away from Jacksonville. So a nice homecoming for you, landing with Jay Gruden and company in Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about that, just being close to my family again, and especially having the new baby and stuff. They now get to spend more time with my daughter, and so I'm excited about it.
So talk about sort of what this offseason has been like for you in terms of finding your home and, you know, and how Jacksonville came into play. Obviously, the Gruden relationship is huge for you. Just talk about kind of, you know, how you went along deciding that this was going to be the spot for you.
I think this off season with everything going on, just kind of a weird situation for everybody, because especially for me, given my injury history, you know, a lot of teams wanted to know if I'm healthy. And given that we can't travel, teams can't see doctors can't see us. You know, there's question marks around me and everything. So it was, the process was kind of slow at points, but you know, Jacksonville reached out pretty early, obviously with Jay being there and stuff. And so we just were kind of waiting just to see, you know, what other options were out there, what offers, you know, we would have, and just try to make the best decision for myself. Sorry, my daughter making noise right now.
Good. I thought it was something else, maybe.
But, just end up just trying to weigh the options and just decide what was the best, you know, thing for me to do, especially given everything that's going on. And, obviously Jay's, you know, how me and Jay's relationship is. And, It's weird because, you know, that we're going into this thing where training camp is basically everybody's preparation for getting ready for the season. So I think also, you know, you have to weigh the options of what's smart to do. Do you go into this a whole new system and try to get everything through virtual meetings and training camp, or, you know, you go with people that you're comfortable with? You know, and I've been in that system for a long time, so we decided to make the best decision for me, and I'm going to just do everything I can to help us or help the Jags win.
We're joined by former Skins running back Chris Thompson, now a Jacksonville Jaguar. How tough has it been for you and other players just to, you know, keep a routine as far as staying in shape, because, you know, the facilities are closed down, gyms are closed down. What has that been like for you and the other guys just trying to stay in that football shape you need to be in year round?
It's been tough. I mean, I went back to Florida for a little bit, about a month and a half, and was training back there before I came back to Virginia. And, you know, everything was pretty smooth at first, and then the lockdown happened. We couldn't go in the weight room. We couldn't go in the weight room and work out in there anymore. So we ended up having to go outside and do some things. And then even with that, there were sometimes issues because we didn't have a large group of people, but just I think overall the fields that we were going to, there were a number of people out there working out or running or whatever the case may be, and we were just having a hard time trying to find like stable spots to go work out. And now that I've been back here, it's basically you can't get into any gym. So I've been doing, just doing a lot of stuff at home. And that's pretty much it. It's one of those situations where we're trying to find like a hill or some small field or something where we can go work out without, you know, it being an issue to anybody else. And kind of difficult sometimes, but we try to make it work.
Has anybody told you to, you know, any officials or authorities told you to get off a certain field, or they've been pretty good?
When I was back in Florida, we had an incident one time where somebody did like call the cops and everything, and they came out there and we talked to them and everything was perfectly fine. They just kind of gave us a time limit right. And was like, hey, y'all are good. You within the guidelines. It's no problem. It was like they gave us like another hour or whatever. But then after that day, we couldn't go back out there. So right. We had to like just go out on another field later. And once we got on that field, it hasn't been a problem at all. But that's pretty
have you
much
been have you been running around the so you're back in Virginia, right? So have you been running mm-hmm. around the neighborhood? What are you doing for cardio?
There was a field, I had been working out with this guy, with this coach, yeah. And we've been doing stuff out on that field. It's like a little small soccer field, but, just the other day, or I think it was yesterday, actually, somebody called about that. So wow. Now that's the issue. We can't go out there. So,
yep. Bunch of whistleblowers out there.
Bike at home. Yeah, yeah. I got a Peloton bike at home. So that's kind of been where most of my work has been going when I can't get outside.
So what other teams were in play, CT, if you want to talk about that? I know Jacksonville's a perfect spot for you, really, but were there a few other teams that were interested?
There were a couple teams that called. It's just when it came down to it, at the end of it, it was the question about my injury. So a lot of teams, well, most of the teams, you know, were pretty much fell off, right. You know, towards the end and stuff. But Jacksonville kept pushing. Obviously, I talked to Kev because I was with him here. Kev O'Connell, he's over with the Rams. I talked to him a little bit. And, you know, we were trying to figure some things out possibly there. But Jacksonville, honestly, they were coming the hardest. So, you know, we made the decision to go there.
And Jacksonville has some nice pieces there on offense, along yeah. with Chris Thompson, our guest. We've got their wideouts are Chark, Westbrook, and Conley. They bring in Eifert. They've got a disgruntled running back in Fournette. So
they drafted Chenault from Colorado.
You're going to get a lot of playing time on that squad, and you're going to have some really capable pieces around you as well.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I mean, I talked to Doug Marrone. They got a young team, and but got a lot of talent for sure. So I'm excited to go in and be a vet and go in there. Whatever happens in the running back room, you know, hopefully Leonard's still there, and I can play with him and be able to help him out, and we all as a group be able to do some good things in the backfield, but. Whatever happens, you know, happens. He has to handle his business on his side. But, I'm excited. I'm super excited about it.
Talking to Chris Thompson, former Skin, of course, now with the Jacksonville Jags, signed a one-year deal. So what do you think the timeline is? So you're back in Virginia. What's your plan on when you're going to move down to Jacksonville?
I'm trying to get there in June. So I can get there, be settled, be able to spend some time with my family and stuff before camp gets started.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just be chilling, get some good weather, maybe trying to find some place with a pool or something. So get to chill out or whatever by the pool with my girl and the kids. And
now, do you own your place? Do you own your place in Virginia, or are you renting?
No, I was renting.
Oh, okay, so it's easy. So it'll be easy to get out, right? It'll be easy to get out of the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a golfer at all? You don't golf, do you?
No, I have one time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, that was pretty terrible, too, so I gave it up.
There's no way you could be good.
I'm sure you were.
Once. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, man. We're happy for you. You know, we were hoping that you would stick around here, but that's a perfect spot for you, man. The comfort level with Jay and that offense, like you said, is going to be awesome. Getting back down closer to home, that's great for you, bud.
Yep. Yeah, I'm excited about all of it, man, and just ready to go.
By the way, what if you did play? You know, we've been tossing this around the last few weeks. What if you did play games without fans? How weird would that be for you? Can you picture that at all?
I can't, and it's hard to. Like, it would almost be like
it'd be like practice.
Like a goal. It feels like practice or a scrimmage, basically. So I don't know. It'll be weird because I mean you're just popping past, no fans yelling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean you're breaking off these big runs or whatever. I don't know. It'll be pretty weird.
Do you think that would affect players' ability to focus more or their drive? I don't know. I'm just trying to.
Honestly, I think it would. Like we get a lot of motivation. Obviously, we just love playing the game, but I think also we get a lot of, you know, motivation and stuff from the crowds.
Right.
And just, you know, hearing them yell, especially in third down situations and stuff. So. It'll be weird if we can't get that.
Well, Chris, you know you're going to be missed here. You spent 7 seasons with the Skins, but we're all pulling for you in your new spot in Jacksonville. And hopefully we can talk to you again at some point during the season.
That's awesome.
Yep, all right. Sounds good.
Buddy.
Appreciate that.
Good luck, buddy.
Thank you.
Again, that's Chris Thompson, former Redskins running back now with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo here on 106.7 The Fan, in case you didn't know, presented by our friends at Corona. Cinco starts here, E-Bizzle.
You asked, and our pals at Paisano's delivered cakes, more half-price pizzas. Mm-hmm. That's right, Paisano's has extended their 50% off all pizza offer through this Thursday, May 7th only. Any size, any toppings, any amount of pizzas, whatever you want, it's half price. Go to PaisanosPizza.com or download the Paisano's app and use the promo code 50OFF. That's the number 50OFF. No contact carryout and delivery options available. Paisano's, not just half price pizza, but something for everyone delivered. For details and to order, visit PaisanosPizza.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to the Junks, live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. I believe at some point we're going to get to the EP, which is sponsored. It is sponsored.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Sponsored by Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome. Super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners, just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES for 15% off at wavesoda.com. I've got mine right here, Cakes.
Very good.
I am drinking the tangerine this morning.
I'm very jelly of the owner. I believe his name is Nat.
Nat Noon. Yes.
I just see him on Twitter, silly spot out in California. And I covet. I covet his spot out in Cali. Right. So beautiful.
Yep. He said, I emailed him, and he said, I'm never coming back.
Well, why would you?
Yeah, he's out there.
Unless you had to.
He's way south, so he's down near San Diego.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful spot on the planet. All right, Bulletin, I like California, in case you didn't know.
You want to get into the EP? Right. I've got some stories for you, Cakes.
We could do that, or we could be entertained by Cowboy Todd.
Oh, is Cowboy on the line?
I believe Cowboy is on the line.
He's equally as entertaining.
He is entertaining. It's also entertaining looking at him writing on Twitter, because he butchers the English language routinely, not the best speller.
But I love that he does all of that. I love talking
that he
does to
it
him.
Too.
Cowboy, are you there, buddy?
Will Cowboy be in on the Corona/Corona Light happy hour tonight, 6:30 p.m. on the Junkies Facebook Live? Is he going to take part?
Let's see. Cowboy. Oh, is he still there, Valdez?
We might have to punch him up a different way, because engineers are working on the computer in the studio.
Oh, okay. They are.
Got it.
All right. So let us know. Let us know.
Let us know.
We'll get Did that Cowboy work? Cowboy, you there?
Cowboy.
You got to try another way.
All right. We'll effort to get Cowboy Todd on, because he is very entertaining.
In the meantime, Cakes.
I think he's on. Cowboy.
Hey, fellas.
There he is.
It's Todd Myers. Todd.
A.K.A. Todd Myers.
So, Cowboy, did you hear us talking earlier?
I did hear y'all talk. Actually, I got a text message because I was up late last night, and Drab said something about Zoom and a crossbow.
Yeah. Are you interested? Are you interested in participating in our happy hour today?
Definitely. I got my laptop out, and I think I got it downloaded. I had to enter.
Yeah, but you don't have internet at your house, though, right?
No, I'm outside sitting on my front porch because I thought he was talking about this morning. So I'm sitting out here with my crossbow shooting, waiting, and I'm sitting here with my hotspot on my laptop. And
so hold on.
Yeah.
So you can get the internet if
you got it in the lab.
The hotspot from your phone.
My hotspot from my phone out here on the front porch.
But it won't work inside the house?
No. Right. I don't have no service.
Your phone doesn't work inside your
house. I'm shocked that he can work like a mobile hotspot. That is shocking news to me.
So you're saying your phone won't provide a hotspot in your house?
Oh, I don't know, because we don't have good internet. I have to go back into the kids' bedroom, and I ain't sitting there in their bedroom on their bed.
That's fine. Just stay on the porch.
If he can
redneck
get the
it
signal,
up.
Cakes, if he can get the signal outside on his porch with his phone, he could probably get the signal
house. I don't know what's happening in that part of Virginia. Like, he's just way out there. So, however he gets in tonight, just get in.
That's true. But if I called you, Cowboy, on your phone in the house, it wouldn't ring?
It would ring. But if I'm sitting in the living room in the far back corner, I got to come to the kitchen or close to the window to really so I don't break out or break up.
All right. So that makes sense. All right. So you're in, though. Did they told you how to download Zoom?
My wife did it before she left for work. We got it downloaded. I just need to see if it works.
Cowboy Todd, I need you to spell the word Zoom.
Oh, well, I'm sitting here looking at it on the laptop.
Z-O-O-M. Good.
There you go.
Maybe, can we get Cowboy's wife on the Zoom? That might be the more fun.
And she's
question.
Very easy on the eyes, by the way.
Right?
Well, I married her. I didn't marry for any other thing but her looks.
That is Todd. That's the one I love. Todd Meyer.
He has no filter.
Now, Todd, this is brought to us by Corona. Can you go out and get some Coronas?
Okay. I'll mention that because I told her to pick up some private stock, but I'll pick up Corona too.
Get some Coronas.
Let's stay on brand here, okay?
Yeah, we got service Corona.
Okay, Corona. Right. Will do.
We'll actually open it up to listeners on the chat. They can ask you any questions.
Oh, that'd be cool. Well, I'll sit out here by the fire pit because that's the only place I'll have service in the hotspot.
Nice.
Right. So we'll be outside.
Bring
by the
your
trampoline.
Crossbow, and maybe we could see you fire off a few shots.
It's already set up. I had to target out front because I thought that's what we were doing Zoom, so I had to target. I was sitting here practicing.
Really?
So what is it, just like a bullseye that you would go buy like at Dick's Sporting Goods or Cabela's?
Yeah, it's a shooting block. It's a styrofoam block with round targets on the side of it where you can pull it in and out easily.
Cakes, how do you know about Cabela's? There's no Cabela's around here, is there?
Because I'm smart, Ricky.
Yeah. How do you know about Cabela's?
It's
Inner Loop.
Isn't it a pretty widely known, like, sporting goods company?
Well, outdoor thing, yeah, but I don't think they have any around here. I'm just surprised you know. I know from, like, the Midwest.
They're aligned with, like, Bass Pro Shops. It's, like, the same company.
Yeah. I thought they had one over there by
EB.
They're here.
I thought they had one over by Maryland Live.
Do they?
They might. They have a Bass Pro Shops there,
yeah, there was a Bass Pro Shop.
Oh,
yeah.
It was a Bass Pro.
It's the same company.
Yeah, there's one.
They got one game.
Gainesville.
They got one in Gainesville. Yep.
Ah, okay. See, I never go out to Gainesville.
I know my outdoorsman company's EV, even though I'm not very outdoorsy.
Hey, Todd, how many dogs do you have?
Oh. We have none because we just sold our last pup.
Oh, you
and,
did?
We're getting ready to put the house on the market and get a bigger house.
Wow, okay.
Are you going to move a little closer to where the food is?
No, we're still living out here in the country. We're going to still live down here in Louisa.
What about the rumor that you were heading to Tampa, Florida? That was just a throw off some of your family?
We were just messing with some family, just to stir some things up because we were getting bored around the house. So
right.
I need you to spell Tampa. Spell Tampa, Cowboy Todd.
T-A-M-P-A.
Okay. There you go. Nailed
Pretty well done.
So, Todd, how big of a house are you looking for?
At least 5 bedrooms.
Oh, okay.
So at least 2,500 plus.
Yeah.
How many acres?
It's got to be 3 minimum.
Got to be minimum 3?
Why do you need minimum of 3 acres?
Because my boys got their UTVs, and we bought them for last year's their birthday, so got to have four-wheeler room.
Hold on, what is a UTV? I've heard of an ATV. What is a UTV?
It's like a sidekick. I don't know.
What does the U stand for?
Universal.
Universal utility. Terrain vehicle.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
All right. And so those are four-wheelers?
Yeah, they're a little bigger.
They're a little safer?
They're better. It's got a roll cage. He's my youngest boy rolled it when he first got it.
Shocker.
But he's
How old
dude.
Is he? How old is the youngest on the UTV?
He's 8, but he's supposed to be, hold on. 10. He's 10. He's 10.
10. Right. All right. All right. What about
so they're
else?
So the UTVs are kind of like a souped up golf cart. I know they're faster.
Yeah, they're faster. They're more trained. They can hit turns a lot better than a four wheeler.
Yeah, right. they got the big wheels, the souped up wheels.
Do you have like a do you have like a tractor or anything like that? Like, how do you mow the grass? How do you do all that?
No, we actually we sold before we got down to this house. We sold our zero turn. And we got a company that comes out and mows it for $60. And
is
we
zero turn that thing you ride on? It's like a stand-up mower thing you ride on? Kind of?
No, you sit down just like a regular lawnmower, but it's zero turn. You can turn in a zero.
Would I fit into one of the UTVs?
No chance.
not theirs.
because I can barely fit.
I mean, your head would definitely stick out above the roll bars. Yeah.
But they do make them for my guy, you know, 6'5"
or
6'6".
They make them all sizes.
Yeah, yeah.
So Cowboy, so we got to wrap this up, but you'll be on the Zoom, and we can watch you shoot your crossbow at 6:30 tonight.
You will be able to see me shoot my crossbow and probably cooking on the grill at the same time.
Probably something you just killed 20 minutes prior.
Nice. Who's going to hold the camera for you? Who's going to hold the phone while you do it?
His hot wife.
Phone. We're on my laptop. We don't do it on phone, right?
You can do it on laptop. Who's going to hold the laptop?
My wife.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
That's what he wants. That's what Eric wants.
Yeah, all right, perfect. All right, you're locked in, Cowboy.
All right, fellas.
You have an email address?
Yeah, I got an email.
All right, make sure you give us a draft.
He's going
to email you the link.
All right, Cowboy, we'll see you a bit later tonight.
All right, that's going to be good. Now, all of a sudden, I'm into it, Cage.
So, Cowboy Todd, amongst the many luminaries who will be on the Junkies Facebook Live.
Skullspitter98@yahoo.com.
Is that what it is?
Happy hour tonight.
I can only imagine.
Oh, he makes me laugh.
So we're going to get him, but maybe we'll put Ram on, but mute him at first.
Right.
Periodically let him talk.
We need the mute ability for Ram.
Are you going to reach out to Harsey?
I can reach out to Harsey.
What about Glenn Hardesty, a.k.a. Squirrel?
Yeah, we can see if Glenn wants to come on.
Get all the homies together.
Yeah, and we'll get Pete. It'll be a good time.
And you got to get your Corona. I'll get my Modelo. And we're going to have a good time. Cinco de Mayo on 106.7 The Fan, presented by Corona. Cinco starts here. Grant and Danny next on The Fan. Ricky's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.